Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast brought to you by the pickandroll.com.au and Zoom Sports TV. Our first episode for 2017. So, Happy New Year to all of the listeners. I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and joining me down the line, as always, Damien Arsenis. Damien, Happy New Year, mate. How are you?
Always good, and you know, it's a bit funny. It's been a while since we've talked basketball.
It has.
And the show's back, you know, and end of January, everyone's getting back to work. There's no time like the present time to get stuck into it. And for me, it's been great to see so many Aussies doing so well across the world. And in particular, I had a crack having a crack at who the top five Aussies in college hoops is this season for the men.
Yeah, you did. And like you said, it's been a busy time in Australian basketball since we've had a little break over the new year. So take us through, Damien. There's been a lot of good, impressive Aussies in college this year. Who have been your top five? You just mentioned it there. Take us through your standout college performance at the moment.
Yeah, well, very few people would have predicted Chima Maniki of UC Davis would be in top five, let alone a top 10.
Yep.
He's had an absolute breakout season, the 6'6 junior forward. He originally hails from Nigeria before, obviously, coming to Australia. He's been averaging over 15 points a game, shooting 57% from the field with over 8 rebounds. He's been outstanding. He's had a number of 20-point games. His last game start, I think he piled on 26 points in a great performance for UC Davis. So he's been outstanding. Then you've got Duop Reese. He's filled the shoes of Ben Simmons at LSU and done a pretty good job, with all things considered. He earned a SEC Player of the Week award during the season so far. He's had double-doubles. He's just been averaging over 14 points a game, so he's been doing really well. And then another big fella. They're all big fellas, mainly, that I'm going to talk about. And it's Baylor. They've only lost one game. They got as high as... they're right up the ranks. They've been in the top 10 pretty much all of this year. Got as high as 2, I think they got.
Yeah, they've been terrific.
Yeah, Joe Lual Achiel Jr., he's been absolutely outstanding. He's been ranked in the top 5 for blocks. And, of course, one of our own, Liam Thomas at Nichols, is leading that. But we're talking about the big 7-footer at Baylor, and he's been absolutely outstanding. And one of the reasons why Baylor's been so successful. He's also got a 3-point shot on him, too, for the big fella.
So he does, yeah. Very versatile.
Yeah, but probably the most versatile player on my list, though, is at number 2, and that's Xavier Cooks at Winthrop.
Yep.
I'm calling him the Swiss Army Knife. He does a bit of everything. He's having an outstanding season. He's being talked up as being a possible Big South Player of the Year contender as well. So he's averaging over 16 points a game, 50% from the field. He's able to knock down the 3 ball, 35%, 7.5 rebounds a game, 2.5 assists a game, nearly 2 blocks a game, a steal a game. You know, this guy's doing it all and definitely someone to keep a lookout for. But number one, he's been the biggest and best player this year, without a doubt, is St. Mary's Jock Landau. He's been a dominant force for the Gales. Considering where he's come from, it's been a big leap for him. He was a bench player last year and has become their main focal point down in the post. And at over 18 points a game, in a model of efficiency, shooting well over 60% from the field, almost averaging a double-double with 9.5 rebounds a game. So absolutely great effort for those five so far.
Yeah, Landau's been wonderful, of course. He adds to the amount of Aussies we've seen come out of St. Mary's. And one of them who have gone on to have great success is Paddy Mills. And Paddy Mills has had a pretty good year with the Spurs. He's coming off a 20-point game in a win over Brooklyn. It was a game high for the Spurs. And what I love about Paddy this year, Damien, is it seems like he's coming to his own, and it's like he knows he belongs. Now, he's always been a confident shooter, but I think this year he's added the shooting with his playmaking, his effort on the defensive end, and he's really carved out a really, really important role for himself in that San Antonio rotation. We've seen Tony Parker being in and out of the lineup, and Paddy Mills has filled in tremendously for him.
Hasn't he? And he's really lapping up that six-man role.
He is, yep.
I think for the Spurs, it's that spark that he brings. It's that bounce. It's the energy. And just knowing what you're going to get with him now. He's, you know, coming out of St. Mary's, there was some question marks about his playmaking ability and some of his turnovers and shot selection. Well, there's no doubt that he's addressed all those issues. And certainly one of the best point guards in the NBA right now, shooting point guard in the NBA, and he's a sixth man coming off the bench for the Spurs, and what an asset he's been for him.
Yeah, and before we move on from the NBA...
Payday
coming. We'd be remiss not to mention Fawn Maker got his first start the other day, which is just an unbelievable story when you think about him. You know, came onto the scene as a YouTube sensation, got drafted a lot earlier than we expected at number 10. You know, he's been playing at the bottom of the bench, but he's looked good in the little garbage time minutes he's had. And for Jason Kidd to insert him into the starting lineup just the other day shows how much trust he has in the rookie and how much Fawn Maker is developing. I mean, we've seen him. I was certainly surprised seeing him confidently shoot three-pointers. Granted, it was in garbage time, but he's shooting them with confidence. He's hitting a few of them. He's showing his versatility and athleticism on the defensive end. He's running the floor. He's playing the really, really important role in today's modern NBA of an energy big man off the bench.
Yeah, and you know, there's one of his teammates, Jabari Parker, came out and said he can become the best seven-footer in the NBA. Not just out on the team, the best one in the NBA. So, you know, mighty high regard there for the big fella from Australia. And you know, one thing I will say about Fawn Maker, every time he's been given a chance, he's made the most of it.
Yes, that's really important.
And I'd expect to see more of that. And it'll be interesting to see how they play him in the second half of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone we could see in the NBA next season, another Aussie. He's currently 47th in the Draft Express mock draft, a very reliable source, Jonah Bolden. Now, Damien, obviously, he was at LSU, but now he's in Europe. Take us through his season he's having, because it's pretty, pretty sensational.
Now, he wasn't at LSU, I'll correct you there. He was at UCLA.
UCLA, excuse me there. I'm getting UCLA. All my purple college schools mixed up there. Purple, light blue, it's all the same.
Yeah, that's all right. But look, at the end of the day, he left UCLA early. Wasn't getting the opportunities he probably wanted. And he's gone to Serbia and he's playing for FNP Belgrade. And he had a solid start to the season. But since the Christmas period, he has been outstanding. And he's been one of the main focal points of his team and a key reason why they won four games in a row. And he's been delivering double-digit scoring every single game. And we're not just talking, you know, 10, 12 points here. We're talking 18 or 20-point games. And he's been showing that not only has he got the flair, the high-flying game with some absolutely highlight reel plays, but he's also knocking down the three ball as well. And this is all coming from a guy that's 6'10".
Yeah.
So he's eligible for this year's NBA draft. And he's got the scouts sitting up and taking notice right now.
Yeah, he's flying up the draft boards. He really, you look at the modern day NBA, it's all about being able to do multiple things. And at his height, the amount of stuff he does on the court, it's definitely attractive to NBA teams. There are a lot of Aussies in Europe, though, making a name for themselves. Just take us through some of them, Damien.
Yeah, well, Brock Modem, Australian boomer, he's been absolutely outstanding for Žalgiris Kaunas over in Lithuania. He's been starring in EuroLeague and in the Lithuanian League, and by far has probably been Australia's best player in Europe this year. And not far behind him has been Ben Madjan. He's been absolutely starring too. He's made the jump to Lithuania and spoken about it before Christmas, but he's been a model of consistency and arguably Lietkabelis' best player. And they're hot on the heels of Žalgiris in the standings in Lithuania. So great to see those two doing well. And, of course, Ryan Brokoff, he's been shooting the three ball at over 50% for Lokomotiv Kuban. So after a slow Olympics, he's really picked it up with his shooting and absolutely firing away. And he's been selected to the VTB United League All-Star Game, which is going to be played on February 11th.
Yeah, just great stuff. Aussies doing great work all over the globe. And before we're running out of time, but before we finish, just want to quickly touch on what's happening down here in the NBL. We have to mention the Adelaide 36ers. They have officially wrapped up the minor premiership, the first time since 2000 for the club, excuse me. And it's pretty sensational considering they started the season off so poorly. They're such a young team. Many of us thought they would finish near the bottom of the table. I just want to get a stat out real quickly before we finish off. They're on a six-game winning streak since getting blown out by Melbourne on New Year's Day. That six-game winning streak, it's an average winning margin of 22.5 points. So they're not just winning games, they are absolutely dominating teams. I couldn't even think of a word to get it out, because watching him play, it leaves you speechless, because this is a team that they run up and down the floor. Jerome Randle's obviously, he has to be the MVP. I think it's not even a question anymore. He's just unbelievable. We saw that Instagram photo of him the other day in an Australian Boomers jersey, which got a lot of people excited. I'm not sure about how the politics of how that could possibly work out, but it did show up on social media. And this is a team that, I mean, we've talked about so much this year, how close the NBL is. This is a team to beat. It's pretty clear for mine that they're on a pedestal above the rest of the league.
And on that, Luke, you know, I know you follow it very, very closely with your weekly rankings, but Adelaide doesn't have a player not performing right now.
They
They're all delivering, and that's part and parcel of why they've been so successful right now. And if they can keep that up in the playoffs, they've got one hand on the trophy already.
They absolutely do. Well, Damien, that's all we've got time for today. Really appreciate you coming on the show as always. Of course, for all your Australian basketball coverage, pickandroll.com.au is the way to go. This has been another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. We'll be back next week with the latest in Aussie basketball.